It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This week in Olympia, access to democracy is at the heart of a request from the state Senate Republican leader. Senator John Braun is asking Governor Inslee to take down the fences around many of the buildings on the Capitol campus.
As we approached the inauguration day, I understand that the governor was being cautious, and I can respect that. But now here we are approaching 3 weeks later.
The Centralia Republican says the fences are needlessly keeping the people away from the legislative building, the People's House.
There should be a space open for the historic right to free speech on the steps of the Capitol building.
There's a new caucus at the Capitol in Olympia, and it's free. Senate Republicans Doug Erickson, Phil Fortunato, Jim McCune, and Mike Patton are the founding members of the Senate Freedom Caucus. Erickson says this is a grassroots movement.
To give a voice to those people who really felt during the summer when their businesses were being shut down, when they were told they couldn't go to work, when they had all of these mismatches pieces of information coming out of Olympia, they didn't think their voices were being heard.
Fortunato says,
"We want to lead our caucus and lead our state in a direction to preserve people's rights."
According to McCune,
"A lot of people are left out in the dark. What's going on in Olympia? We need to get the message out."
Patton says it's about liberty.
"By liberty, I mean protecting our constitutional rights, especially the First Amendment and the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution."
For more information, go to freedomcaucus.wastateledge.org. A bill that releases more criminals early by expanding the eligibility for the graduated reentry program passed in the Senate. The entire Senate Republican caucus voted no. It's again looking like the school year could be over before many educators get their COVID vaccine. After an outcry from State Senator Brad Hawkins and others, teachers were slated to get their vaccinations this winter, but a new plan could have them waiting until the spring or summer.
"The governor shouldn't play games with school employee vaccine access. He can't grant them all access in the next phase, only to push out that phase with a vague reference to when it will actually begin."
Hawkins wrote a letter to Governor Inslee asking him to allow educators to get vaccinated earlier.
"The state should allow all school employees providing in-person instruction today to be vaccinated in phase B1, or allow local discretion when administering vaccines, or just move us to phase B2.
The East Wenatchee Republican says our state will not get back to normal until our schools are functioning as they should. Governor Inslee's COVID restrictions are hammering a Washington county on the border with Idaho. Assotin County meets all the requirements to move into the next phase of reopening, but can't go forward because the governor's regional approach lumps it in with Spokane and other counties. Senator Mark Schussler says it's time for Assotin County to head into phase 2.
"Assotin County's done a good job of working with their public health people, managing it well. Elected leaders have done well. But like all of Eastern Washington, they were ignored by Governor Inslee."
The Ritzville Republican says with Idaho moving to phase 3 of its state plan, Assotin County residents can cross the bridge and spend their money there instead of at local businesses.
"The plan the governor put out for multi-counties really isn't working and doesn't look at the struggles border counties face. Idaho has had schools open, businesses open to a much higher degree than Washington."
And Senator Keith Wagoner's resolution to remember, recognize, and honor America's Reconstruction era and its advances in civil rights for African Americans passed in the Senate. That's just some of what happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.